It's Mike McGowan on the phone with Todd Rundgren. Todd, welcome to Weeby 108, sir.
Thank you so much.
We're very much so looking forward to, now it's titled An Unpredictable Evening with Todd Rundgren. What are we, obviously unpredictable, but what kind of show can we expect?
It's a little hard to describe exactly what I'm because it's unpredictable,
right.
But essentially a show like this is where we get real intimate with the audience, expose to them some of the nether regions of the material that I'm interested in, and generally just have a good time. It's a more informal show than some of the other kind of high production things that I do. So it's an evening for us to just sit around, listen to some unusual material, and have a good time.
Nice. Ridgefield Playhouse, it's a Monday. It's almost easier to compile a list of the people you haven't worked with over the years. That would be easier, I think.
Well, process of elimination, yeah.
What is the key? I mean, you've been doing this a long time. What is for you the key, the longevity thing? What keeps you going?
Well, part of it is the fact that I've fortunately still got an audience, even as much as I've done a lot of things that would driving them away, because once they get used to the latest record, I turn around and I do something completely different. So it's always a challenge, I know, for them. But it seems to have worked out for me because, oftentimes an artist will get into a certain kind of style or rut, and time will pass you by, and you kind of become a legacy artist, wind up playing in casinos all the time.
Right.
And I guess it's just the fact that I don't stop exploring what's possible with music. Keeps it fun for me, and if it's fun for me, apparently it seems fun for my audience.
Right. So thinking back, they say, a lot of people say, well, if you remember Woodstock, you weren't there. what is your memory? I mean, what's the one thing that sticks in your mind from back
well,
then?
Well, I was not there.
You weren't there? What? I've been misinformed. People told me you were there, no?
Well, I was at the second Woodstock, the one that was in Saugerties in the 90s.
Right, okay, I remember that.
But the original one, I was in a studio producing the very first album that I ever did on my own. It was a band called The American Dream from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I remember during the course of that record, Woodstock happened and the moon landing happened.
Right.
And I was just in the studio the whole time.
Wow. So you were sequestered, as they say. Yeah, wow. So if you could pick, if they said, Todd, this is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your career, because you've done so many different things, would it be touring and connecting with the audience live?
Well, that's kind of the way music business has turned out now. Things changed a lot since essentially the audience decided they wanted to experience music in a different way. They wanted it on their devices, and they wanted to hear like a song at a time as opposed to sitting down listening to whole albums. And so the whole industry has had, a challenge trying to adjust to essentially changing audience listening habits. And it's all gone a lot more towards live. Ticket sales for live events are still there even when people stop buying recorded music. So I've adapted to that. I've been playing a lot more than I used to, and fortunately all my kids are out of the house, so they don't miss me when I'm on the road.
Yeah, my son is gone too. That's a boy, isn't it? You talk to parents and, yeah, I can't wait, but I don't know. I was kind of a little weepy. One day they're gone.
Fortunately, like right now, I had a couple of unexpected days off from the Estival tour, and I'm visiting my middle son now in Parma, Ohio, where he coaches baseball. So I actually had an opportunity to, to spend some time with one of my kids. But yeah, when they move out of the house, they could be all over the place.
Yep.
I got one son in Portland and one son in Oakland, and one song in Cleveland, and one's in Hawaii, and then we got, of course, our daughter Liv, who's living in England now.
Wow, yeah, you got to keep a little ledger to keep track of that, I would think, but yeah,
yeah, but you just kind of try and stay in touch on the important occasions, you know, birthdays, yep. Father's Day, Mother's Day, all of that stuff. And just so everybody knows, everybody's still there and thinking about you.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's an unpredictable evening with Todd Rundgren. Tickets available. Ridgefield Playhouse, Monday. Todd, it's been a pleasure, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Look forward to the show.
Terrific. We'll see you then.